This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, and all we have is ourselves, and ourselves in this circumstance includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schill. Hello, myself.
Hello,
hello, yourself. Hello, ourselves. So, Donald Trump's list of candidates for his cabinet team.
Yeah.
Interesting speculation. Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, Mike Huckabee. You like that? There also are some other people, Ben Carson, Jeff Sessions. If he puts John Bolton as Secretary of State, then it's off with me.
What? Oh my God, that's what everybody's rooting for.
It's a horror show.
So excited for that.
Horror show. Okay, can't say something good, Mom said?
Yeah, calm down. Tell us why.
Anything at all. The man is, the whole business here is to be president for all the people.
Right.
There are any number of folks who would be a superb Secretary of State. If we look at Giuliani and Christie and Gingrich and Huckabee, yeah, there certainly is partisanship there, but they have a world view. Bolton's world view, in my opinion, is something that comes right out of his butt. I am so against him.
Is it a feeling or is
it's a very strong feeling. Yes.
Just a feeling. So very you don't have like feeling. Evidence that he does anything weird.
No, I don't have this.
Sacrificing chickens in the moonlight or something.
In the misty moonlight. So, anyway, that's my comment about that. Bing, bang, boom.
From what I've heard, it looks like Newt Gingrich is the one that he is thinking for Secretary of State. Everybody else, like in the sphere of talking heads on TV, you're like, oh, what if we could get John Bolton?
Nope.
Because he knows well Middle East, he knows well.
Gingrich would be a good choice, I think.
Well, I'm sure, you know what? Focus. I'm glad your vote has been cast, Dougie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll make a big difference. All right, so today isn't about Donald Trump. I'm looking at the list of things that are on the talkers list on Fridays. We give much of our time to the stories, the top items of the week that have made it in general news talk circles. This is not a general news talk radio program. There are a lot of issues that we talk about, a lot of things that are going on in the world that get our attention that are not necessarily on anybody's list except ours. But in tribute, if you will, in homage to those who are following that course, and it was hard this week to do anything other than talk about the election and some of these issues. I'll go through this list with you, Jen, quickly. Sports Talk Radio, the usual business at number 10, what's going on in the NFL. Mostly, though, the focus has been on the sports talk shows about the serious ratings drop for NFL games. I mean, it's for them. They better be really focused and trying to figure out what's going on because the ratings are not good at all in comparison to what they've been used to, for sure. I saw something that maybe this is a good time for us to have a little chat about some of the sports issues. The NFL said that they were thinking about using marijuana to relieve the pain that players have when they get hurt. Pain management.
Already you have, in states where it's legal, for medicinal marijuana, like in California, you have teams that will allow players to use marijuana medicinal.
That's news to me. So this has been done for a while, and you're saying.
But it depends on the state. Because
I thought the league said you couldn't use marijuana. I thought there was
overall, and it depends. Like some of the leagues, there's drug testing policies and yada yada yada. But I can't remember. I think it's basketball. I can't remember if it's basketball or football. I'm pretty sure it's basketball allows medicinal if you're in the state where it's legal.
All right, who knows the answer to that? You can help yourself to 888-302-3684 to give us some clarity there. I thought it was also interesting that Harvard has canceled the rest of the soccer season for men. Apparently they're out of the running for the Ivy League championship. And the question comes on, why are they being punished by the soccer league? The Harvard newspaper says the team has had an ongoing practice of rating the appearances of members of the female soccer teams.
Oh boy.
At the other colleges. So the men's soccer team goes and goes to play other men's teams, but there apparently are detailed notes, including paragraphs about the women's appearances. There are sheets that have rated, they have scored the women who are on the soccer team. Photos, sexual positions. This is nice, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the climate that we're in right now, which is basically trying to work on sexual discrimination, at the college level, I mean, we've got all these problems with college students, privileged college students who are getting away with rape on college campuses,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
And then this sort of thing goes on. So apparently there's a political line in the sand here, politically correct line in the sand.
But
and
that's
I'm not
the thing.
So sure it isn't appropriate.
Well, okay. I would say it depends on the extent. I mean, obviously, bad taste is rating women, and it's disgusting, and I went, ugh, when I heard you tell the story.
Yeah.
But are they doing anything that's illegal?
I don't think it doesn't matter if it's at a school, though. I mean, this is a school team that represents the school. Mm-hmm. And so if the school decides, it's a private institution, if they decide, well, we don't want them to represent us because they're saying things like this, then that's their decision. I don't think that has anything to do with political correctness.
Well, I think the decision may have something to do with political correctness.
Yes.
But under the circumstances.
I don't know. I think in any situation when, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everything for so many people comes down to political correctness.
Well, it's either that or racist. Everything has something to do with the differences.
But I'm saying that not everything has to do with that.
No, and I understand your world and your position, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying what we're doing is putting together a lot of information from various sources that would lead us to believe that this decision was done by the Harvard higher-ups as a politically correct move to save face, because that's the way they think at Harvard. Whether it would be that way someplace else remains to be seen, or if
right.
that's the
like
whole...
Right, like at Cal State Northridge, would it be the same?
Right.
You know.
Well, I don't know. To me...
My alma mater.
I guess you can say what you want, but to me, you should not have... I mean, a college, and especially Harvard, you're supposed to be there for education, and you're supposed to be there to learn. And so this is the way, I guess, to teach people that you're not supposed to do these things, and people shouldn't be doing these things. You can do them in your private time. If you want to sit in your room with your college buddies and talk about people, that's fine, but to do it in a place where you're sponsored by
school. So you support what Harvard did then? Is that
yeah,
sounds
and I'm
good.
Saying
yeah.
that okay. I'm not. I'm saying that everywhere. Should do that.
Look, I think Harvard has a right to create rules for their institution. I think Kara's right about that. And they are able to put out whatever rules they want and enforce them however they want, because that's their right as an institution. That being said, I hate to see everybody getting to the point where it is so sensitive that men who now are going to go, she's a 10, or women for that matter who go, oh, look at the, you know, are now going to be somehow vilified because we can't make the difference between actual words and physical assault on women. There are so many issues of physical instances that women are being hurt sexually on college campuses that are being annoyed and brushed under the rug and we're not really talking about. I just hate for us to lose the seriousness of that because we're worried about somebody playing a ranking game.
It's both of them that we ought to be focused on because they both have significance, I think. I think you're right. I think everybody who wants to sort of deal with this stuff, I'm certainly not a politically correct leader But I do think there are a lot of things that are going on that are just wrong, having to do with the sexual orientation, having to do with sexual reality, having to do with skin color, having to do with how much money you have. There are all these ways to discriminate. And we ought to be bringing people. I mean, if the election taught us anything, it taught us that we have a very diverse culture and the country. I think Mrs. Clinton said they misunderstood the anger in the country. Well, how do you misunderstand unless you're completely tone deaf? The number of people. I mean, look at the guy. Look at how well Bernie Sanders did against her. And it was because, but their tone. The people inside are tone deaf. And so one of the things, to go back to Trump and his cabinet for a minute, hopefully he won't have, I'm looking at a list here, Jennifer, of the people who have been suggested for various positions, and it looks like, what did Trump say? He was going to flush everybody away. Well, I don't forget what the term was.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Doesn't look like with these names he's draining much of the swamp. To me, it looks like we got a lot of people from the swamp who are in consideration for these top advisor positions. So, anyway, yeah, let's drain. I love that expression. Isn't that a great expression?
Mm-hmm.
Let's drain the swamp. Remember, you know, I remember, I'm going back to, there was a congressman who got into trouble in the basin, the water basin, with some woman about 25, 30 years ago.
Was that Ted Kennedy?
No, wasn't, no.
Different body of water?
I think it was Wilbur. Yeah, no, this is in Washington. All right, it's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all Clarence bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. The sale ends November 22nd, and the savings won't last long. So hurry into David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes. The world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese's Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2626. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2626.
At Jared, we turn feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like an iconic watch from our spectacular Movado collection. The timeless Movado Museum dial with its signature single dot design looks even more modern today than when it debuted in 1947. And this holiday season, it will look even better on her. The one unique gift that says it all. That's why he went to Jared.
Why? might be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Rush Limbaugh so softly puts it, Leonard Cohen has assumed room temperature, which is about his...
God.
Yeah.
Mr. Sensitivity over there.
I don't get Leonard Cohen and never have. I'm sorry, he's dead. He's a legend. He just never spoke to me. And I never got anything, and I'm not just, there's nothing here that disrespects people who like Leonard Cohen. He certainly had the critics loving him, known for his lyrics.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think in terms of songwriters, many people respected him because he was a poet.
And yeah, he was. Bird on the Wire was one of the great tunes from him. Is that what this is?
Like a bird.
All right, I feel like we should just move on here because John can't
stop. But we're making the point here about his music. He was on tour until a couple of years ago. He was out all the time. He's got 2 children that are very much interested in keeping his memory alive, and that's swell. A lot of people who think that he brilliant. That's fine. I mean, this isn't any different than the voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Some people like Hillary Clinton, some people don't. Some people like Donald Trump, some people don't. Some people like Leonard Cohen, some people don't. That's all.
Yeah, this, but I don't know if this is necessarily, like, political for me. I had no idea. I was telling the gang off air. I had no idea who Leonard Cohen was, and I saw that all the news organizations had kind of pinged myself that he had passed away, and it was big news. And so I'm like, what the heck? How did I, you know, how did I miss this? I was thinking composer, like, you know, I was really trying to figure it out. And I know, to some, I mean, I looked on my Facebook feed. I was telling Kara and Doug, I look on the Facebook feed and I see, you know, my more progressive friends posting about him. So I know that he was, for a lot of people, and he was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, somebody who spoke to them politically with his writing, with his songwriting, his poetry. It's just, it amazes me that I mean, I just totally, it was kind of like when you said ELO to me, Doug, and I went, what?
You don't know who ELO is?
I had no idea. Oh, remember, you had to tell me. I had no idea. It just completely missed my sphere of what was going on. So.
All right, continuing on with dead musicians, there's some news about Prince today. Paisley Park opening up, planning to offer new fan packages and... There's going to be some new tour dates at the museum. It's in suburban Minneapolis.
They're going to make it like Graceland, sort of, right?
Yep, they are. They go, people go into the control room of the studio where he made his music. You can go to after, let's see, sometime late in December. There are Friday evening Paisley Park after dark dance parties that are going to be there. And on Sundays, they're going to have a brunch experience where you can come in, have a meal in Prince's private music club. That's what's going on there with him. We have time for Tupac, who's dead, and Biggie, right?
If you can talk about them in 10 seconds, then go for it.
Well, there's a story. There's actually a show on USA Network that's going to focus on the death of Tupac and Biggie.
Oh, no. Good to come back and talk about that.
Yeah, 28 past the hour.
Escape from freedom. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Eric Fromm once wrote a book entitled Escape from Freedom. The book dealt with the concept that, on some level, it's difficult for any of us to realize that if we actually do have complete freedom, then we're also completely responsible for anything we do. And the idea that we have to be fully responsible for every single thing we do is and can be so frightening for most people that we would rather escape freedom and just be told what to do. After all, if we're just following orders and we're not responsible for what we do, right? Well, the reality is that whether we want to escape freedom or not, we cannot. Whereas we might not be responsible for what happens to us in life, we are all responsible for what we do with what happens to us. Ultimately, whether we want to be or not, we are all responsible for our choices. And one great choice you can make is to learn more at drchristianconti.com.
There are stories that inspire us, unite us, that bring out the best in all of us. Everyday men and women in extraordinary situations. Americans who become heroes. Americans who become legends. Join the American Veterans Center this Veterans Day weekend as we share the story of American valor from World War II to the present day. Meet the heroes who defended Pearl Harbor 75 years ago. The legendary Tuskegee Airmen who took to the skies over Europe. Meet the heroes of Korea and Vietnam. And the generation that is defending our country today. Tune in to American Heroes Channel for American Valor. A salute to our heroes. Sunday, November 13th, 8 a.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Four after the hour, Friday, November 11th. We're one third of the way through the 11th month of the year, Jennifer.
Stop it. Just stop it.
And it was on this date,
don't tell
11 me. Minutes past the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, that the end of World War I was officially acknowledged with the Treaty of Versailles. So that's what, to me, is the most important thing that we could be discussing today. Today is Veterans Day. Today is a holiday. There are a lot of veterans who are eating free, and I think we ought to thank the restaurants around the country. Some of them are local. Some of them are national chains. that offer veterans a free meal today.
This is a great thing.
And other freebies are offered to veterans today, non-food freebies. Mm-hmm. You can get a free haircut at a lot of national chains and some of the local barber shops. You can go to a gym. Some of them are national chains, some of them are local, to exercise. All you have to do is show up with a military ID, and you can get in. So it isn't about, I mean, it sounds almost sophomoric to focus in on free food and drink and that sort of thing. But the other side of it is that there are so many things that have been done legitimately by men and women who have worn the uniform, especially during World War II. I think that that really was the pinnacle of our success and the need to have men and women from America serve. Because without them, the people in England would be speaking German. The people in China would be speaking Japanese. People don't realize that. And the historical perspective that is placed on this is lacking greatly.
How different the world would look, right?
Oh, the world would not be, who knows if it would even be in existence, frankly.
No.
Without Americans and America, the world would be a completely different place. So all of us who want to rip apart, and I say us collectively, what has happened this past week, be thankful that you can do that. Because if it wasn't for us and who we are and where our, I suppose maybe we call it chutzpah, where our strength comes from, and I think that's it. We're so spoiled. And I think that goes for your generation, Kara. And I'm not being critical of you. I just think that the way that we have educated people to forget about this stuff is just plain, it's like suicidal.
Well,
without an awareness. And as much as I talk about the military-industrial complex in a denigrating, negative fashion because it's gotten out of control, I'm just saying that we've gotten ourselves, we've got to do a number of things. One of them is extricate ourselves from all of these places around the world where we can fight and go to war and screw things up. But when it comes to the real vision of the planet and the future, it would have not been the same without the men and women who fought as Americans during World War II. The rest of the stuff, Korea, I don't dismiss it, but it wasn't well. Nothing has been fought well, and we haven't really won anything, in a manner of speaking, since World War II. And it came down to the complete end, the opposite end of the spectrum in Vietnam, which was the war fought when I was a kid. I was thinking about one particular Vietnam soldier that I knew and how he was treated by people in my community.
It's a disgrace. And that it scares me a little bit. I mean, I understand it, and believe me, I'm empathetic towards the fact that people's emotions are high this week on both sides of the aisle, right? You just have to appreciate where people are coming from. I mean, there were a lot of feelings invested in the week, but when you see these protesters, and this has become kind of a new thing where the protesters turn violent. I mean, everybody's right is to go out and protest what they need to do. But I had a call to my local show in Los Angeles talking about how the cops that were out there trying to monitor these protests had bottles and things thrown at them, and they were called effing pigs and all of this stuff. And when you get those types of things going on, and you see the stuff that happens in communities when it just doesn't go people's way, it scares me that this is the future for our vets. I mean, it was such a disgrace when they came home from Vietnam. I hope that we don't lose that. I hope that we don't lose that respect for law enforcement, that we don't lose that respect for the vets again. Because
here's something. I'll separate. A lot of veterans have become police officers. I'm going to separate the police from the veterans, if you don't mind, in this circumstance. I understand your perspective, but what I'm saying here,
I'm saying leadership in general, people that have implied law and order is what I'm getting at,
there are so many people who have done what we've asked them to do that have been disrespected. Many who have volunteered because they thought it was the right thing to do, and they've been completely and totally disrespected. We had that person on yesterday from the Veterans Administration. There's a certain amount of whitewashing going on with regard to the VA, but there are things that are being done to fix, but it seems to be dependent on the location. It's not a universal thing, so hopefully Donald Trump will put somebody in there who will straighten it all out. And so but the fact that only 1 in 10 Americans can pass a U.S. history quiz about World War I is pretty shocking. And I wouldn't think there would be many more Americans who could pass a history test about World War II and its significance. But if it wasn't for especially World War II, you and I wouldn't be sitting here talking. We'd be speaking German.
Right.
Or on the West Coast, you'd be speaking Japanese. Remember the plan that existed? The Japanese and the Germans had decided how they were going to split things up. Who was going to take, who was going to control what? The Germans were going to control Europe and North America and South America. And the Japanese were going to control Asia, Africa, and Australia. That was how the world was going to be if they won the Second World War. Can you imagine? And we'd be living that nightmare if it were not for the men and women in the United States Armed Forces in World War II. That's that plain and simple. And whether you realize it, people who are younger, if they don't realize it, it's time that you did realize it. And everybody's entitled to his or her own feelings about this. I will tell you, I'm selling one message here, Jennifer, about the protest. I'm offended. I think it's asinine for these people to be protesting. They don't even know what they're pro. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't even know Donald Trump. Donald Trump went to the White House yesterday and had a very pleasant meeting with Barack Obama. All people, the headlines today don't focus on his tweet that said he had a good meeting with the president, respectful, wife like the wives, all of that stuff. No, they go back and dig out the old headline about the birther issue. That's yesterday's news. That was before. People say, well, they've got to be held accountable for what you say. No, well, yes and no. But what difference does it make at this point? That's water over the dam. He may or may not have any focus on that now. What has that got to do with the here? And what we're trying to do this week. And so if you want to do something that makes a difference instead of just wasting your time, then protest the Electoral College. That's why you got Donald Trump anyway. If it weren't for that, you'd have Hillary Clinton. If there was a real election and your vote really counted, then Hillary Clinton would be the president. So if you're going to protest anything, most of the people out there protesting Trump are protesting because they like Hillary Clinton. That's swell. Do something about it that makes a difference. You going out in the street and burning stuff, you're a bunch of morons. You're not doing a damn thing except pissing people off, if you'll pardon the crudeness of that. So do something good. Work to change the system. Understand how the system works. There's a plot to keep you from understanding how this government works. And you can blame whoever you want for that. But it's time now that we woke up and realized the system is so broken, it is so rigged, as Trump said, only it was rigged. He was the beneficiary of it being rigged, in essence. Okay, So do something about it. Do something worthwhile. Do something good. Get it changed. Go to your congressman. Protest outside their offices and make flyers up and say, this is what we want to have changed. We don't want the Electoral College anymore. We want our votes to really count. Does that make sense? I mean, I could go off on this dude forever, but
you could. I mean, I think the Electoral College is something that everybody needs to know and learn and discuss. And I constantly go back and forth on it. I mean, I think the popular vote is really important. But then you also think about people that live in Alaska. And with the popular vote system, the vote in Alaska, I mean, their vote doesn't necessarily count. I mean, the power then lies in the people in New York City and in Los Angeles.
Why?
Because there's more of them, more concentrated areas.
One vote, one person. Whether you're in Iowa, Alaska, the total number of people who vote for a person, no matter where they are, I don't get that. I've been listening to that argument forever since I was in college, and I never understood it. It doesn't make any sense to me. You have a vote, I have a vote. That's it. You add them all up at the end of the day, all the votes. How many votes does Trump have? How many votes does Hillary Clinton have? That's it. Doesn't make a difference where you are. Why does it make a difference where you are?
Well, I think it just weights the power of big city dwellers to rural dwellers.
Why?
Because there are more. I mean, more population lives in California and New York than does, I mean, the ratio is so much higher than the people that live in the center of the country. Do they not feel spoken for? I mean, the reason that you saw this election, you saw Donald Trump win, is that the middle of the country felt they weren't being represented.
Well, they aren't. Nobody's being represented because the Electoral College is rigged, fixed, so that the people who are politicians, I mean, some states, the winner gets all of them, of the electoral votes. It's just, I don't get how anybody can think that this is a good system. Eric's in Hickory. Hi.
Hey, Doug. Good morning. I tell you, I normally like about 100% of what you say, but I'm not sure if you've had too much coffee this morning.
I don't drink coffee. So what's your problem?
Super Beats. He's had too many Super Beats.
What's your problem with what I've said?
Well, to say the Electoral College is rigged 2 days after Donald Trump wins the election is you're contradicting yourself.
How so?
There's no way that the system is rigged if a Donald Trump can come from nowhere to win an election.
Donald Trump could have won the election. I won't get into an argument because you and I just disagree. The fundamental purpose of the Electoral College was to serve the country when there was no communication. There is plenty of communication right now, and as one who voted for somebody who lost, I resent the fact that there were more votes, and I'm not talking about. Let me take myself out of it, all right? Let me put Kara into it. Kara voted for Hillary Clinton. And her vote didn't in Virginia. Well, I guess in Virginia, it did.
It did, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The Electoral College isn't an issue until your candidate loses.
No, I don't agree with that.
And that's my problem. If Hillary Clinton won, you would not be talking about the Electoral College.
If Donald Trump had lost, you'd be talking about it.
No, I wouldn't have, because for Republicans, it's a given fact that we are behind the eight ball when it comes to the Electoral College.
Right.
And I can tell you, how many times in the history of our country has someone won the popular vote and lost the presidency? It's happened very rarely, and that's a testament to the setup of the Electoral College.
Al Gore won the popular vote and lost. It's happened six times.
Absolutely. And you never heard anyone talk about anything about that electoral vote. The Electoral College was created not because of communication, but because of equal representation.
No.
Look at a national county by county map,
and then look at
the Electoral College. Don't talk about. I don't like the people who talk when their candidate loses.
Yeah.
They bring it up, but we wouldn't have been talking about it had Hillary won.
Well, she wasn't my candidate.
New York,
so that's not why I'm talking about it. I would have. She wasn't my candidate, so that's not why I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it because I have a very strong history background, political science background. I have a degree in it. That doesn't make me smarter than you or better than you. That's not what I'm saying. I just think, and in circumstances like this, there's a line, and people have their strong opinions one way or another, and they're not going to be dissuaded by something that somebody else says. So if you hold on to that belief, that's okay. You can fight against having the Electoral College flushed. But there's not another country in the world that has a system like ours where the popular vote.
And there's also not a country in the world who has a republic like ours, who runs it with a democracy like ours. I mean, our election process is actually one that other countries look to pattern themselves after.
Why?
Why? Because in other places they're being intimidated. Their votes don't count.
Places.
I mean, you can't say a lot of them.
They're not intimidated in Italy, and they're not intimidated in Germany, and they're not intimidated in Britain.
Well, then you're looking at a European style of elections.
But if you're talking about North Korea or Russia or China, of course they're being intimidated. But I'm not saying it isn't good. I'm saying it could be better. And the best thing is for everybody's vote to count. And this becomes a real sticking point for people. And whether the Republicans are offloaded by the system because it favors Democrats, then fix it. If that's the case, what you just said, that's even more reason to want to fix it, it seems to me. But see, you get into these conversations, you get into arguments, and I don't like them. So I'm not talking about this anymore. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen, the big voiced announcer, with an overview of the top five stories from the world of technology. If you have a tech question or a tech tip you'd like to share, tweet at us. Be sure to use the hashtag TechTalk, okay? So I got five tech stories every week that are important. Obviously, they are different. Jennifer Horn is going to partake in this conversation by giving us the story behind the story. I will be the traditional big-voiced announcer. So we'll start with number five, Jennifer.
Number five, Samsung. Some bad news for Samsung. You know they had the blowing up cell phones. Well, they've now recalled 2.8 million top-load washing machines after reports of explosions. Oof, I laugh. This is no laughing matter, but the company is recalling 2.8 of its top-loading washing machines in compliance with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission after 730 units have reportedly exploded and nine people have been injured in these explosions.
How did they explode? Nobody's told me you're significantly explain to me what actually is happening.
I don't know. The cell phones were smoking, like, in people's hands. Yeah. I mean, they were basically kind of catching fire almost. I guess that must be the same type of thing. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I visualize the top-loading machine to just spew clothes out of the top, you know?
Yo, heave-ho. All right, so anyway, this problem has existed since last September.
And the machines that have been manufactured go all the way back to 2011.
Yeah.
Which, that seems kind of strange to me.
Right.
I wonder if they are using, I mean, it's not facetious. I'm wondering if they're using some of the same technologies they may have used, because these things are computer driven as well. Is there some chip or something in them that's similar to what's in the computer?
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Number four, YouTube changes their comments section. The YouTube creators have long dealt with their fair share of trolls, people that are just going all over YouTube saying all kinds of crazy stuff. And while they updated policies against harassment, that was a positive step. If you ever dived into comments, it was clear that this just wasn't enough. So now YouTube is putting control back in the hands of users. YouTube announced a significant new beta feature. Creators see and reject inappropriate comments before they appear publicly based on the language in the posts. You can choose words or phrases you want blacklisted, and those will be held for review by you or whoever your moderator is for whatever page you're on. So that's kind of a cool thing where it allows more control for the people that are posting the videos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number three. This is kind of fun.
This is good. Google, Harry Potter, pure magic for Harry Potter fans. The newest movie in the Harry Potter franchise, the prequel, is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It hits theaters next week on November 18th, and Google is making the experience very, very magical, giving Android users the ability to cast spells on their phone. This is so fun. First, users can alert their phone by beginning with the phrase, "Okay, Google," just like any other command. However, now you can follow it up with spells like Lumos and Nox to turn the flashlight on and off, or Silencio to mute sounds and notifications. And that isn't the only way that Google's actually getting into this Harry Potter spirit. You can also explore the streets of 1926 New York, which is the setting for the movie. Via maps, you can get up close and personal views of key locations in the film. And Google Allo messaging app now comes with Fantastic Beasts themed stickers. They even have a whole page of goodies, Fantastic Beasts goodies for Harry Potter heads. So kind of fun. Google and Harry Potter getting married there.
All right. Number two this week on the list of the top five tech stories.
People have no lives. And they're upset because they're not happy about the new peach emoji. As part of its emoji rollout, they have a bunch of new ones like bacon, all kinds of other new emojis that have come out. Apple's giving us a dramatically different peach emoji. The main difference is that it actually just looks like a peach. It doesn't look like a rear end any longer. It used to be that the old peach had kind of the crack down the center, and people would use that for depicting the our derriers, basically. Well, the next iOS model has stripped the food of its previous, you know, bodily connotations. Which food will come next? Let's hope it's not the eggplant, because I can only tell you what people use that one for.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Number one this week of the list of tech stories. This is the top one.
This is the top story of the week because it's going to be the biggest story of the week. People love viral challenges. We've seen them for years. A viral challenge will take over social media. You remember the planking challenge, the extreme phone pinching, the Harlem Shake, the ALS ice bucket challenge. Yeah. You took that one with milk.
Yeah.
The newest challenge has been dubbed the mannequin challenge, and it involves a large group of people frozen in place doing as a mannequin does. James Corden's entire staff made a mannequin challenge movie. Adele and her backstage team did one, and this will be all the rage. You'll see it over the next few weeks on social media.
How can I get involved with that using milk? Think about that. Mm-hmm. All right, boys and girls, that's it. Top tech stories of the week.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.